The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
People like me, Paddy, from the outside looking in, like I'd have learned way more off watching the likes of Bernard Brogan than I'd have learned off Jeremy Connolly and David Clifford, because them boys are freak shows.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.
Okay, leading public transport provider of bus services Go Ahead Ireland is now a partner of Dublin GEA, and they're going to sponsor the Go Ahead Dublin GEA Club Leagues and Championships for the coming 3 years. You can follow the journey on goaheadireland.ie and Go Ahead Ireland social media as well. And I got the chance to speak to Dublin's James McCarthy as that new partnership was announced earlier this week. Delighted to be joined by Dublin's James McCarthy, as you can see. James, how are you keeping?
Going on now, not bad now, how are you doing?
All well. So what are we now, a month out from Championship at this point? Where are you guys at when it comes to being physically ready for that challenge?
I think we're in a pretty good place. Look, like, we obviously picked up a few injuries and stuff as well, like most teams, but it's great to get the 3 games under the belt. Up and running, getting up to speed, got some great games, and we're really looking forward to starting now. Donegal should be a cracker game. So yeah, no, I think we're tipping on nicely and we're looking forward to the summer now, you know.
It seems that every footballer is really enjoying the preparation for this year's championship more so than ever. Is it just to do with the fact that the league has been played in really good conditions?
I'd say it's 90% the reason, yeah. Normally you're going back in January and February and it's horrible training, but it's you're balancing out the training at the moment with the it's definitely a factor, I think. But like it's the whole country really looking forward to kind of things seem to be opening up everywhere. So definitely the weather is definitely one of the main factors, but just lovely. Look forward to playing football this time of year, every year. So it's really a sign of championship when you're training this time of year and you're getting ready for it. So yeah, it's great. Mm.
Is it a championship feel when you're playing at the moment? Like obviously the game against Kerry a couple of weeks ago seemed like a championship game, but without any crowd there, it's hard to gauge sometimes whether the energy was of a championship level. So what was it like?
Yeah, no, the pace is straight up. Like normally you start the league, the first two or three league games are stuttery enough and you know, the grand games, and then it's always the later part of the league, bang, all of a sudden it gets faster, it gets quicker, it's better football. So yeah, like even Galway didn't talk to Asbury, it's Galway there, and obviously against Kerry it was you know, very fast paced and a hard hitting game. So it's just, I suppose, less build up time and just into it faster. That's the big difference this year, you know.
So what does your week look like at the moment, given there are so many games and it's generally 1 week between games at the moment?
Yeah, no, it's pretty light. Like so train on the Wednesday, be a bit of work in it, nothing crazy, like going through stuff. And then the Fridays that you kick around before the match. So it's very light. It's tough to get any kind of harder training, if you like. So it's just, it's very much just getting the bodies right and just working on a few little things you can going into the game the weekend, but it's getting the bodies loose, getting them right, and trying to, you know, do as much you can to avoid injuries and stuff. So I suppose it's when this kind of league is over, you might get a 2 week window there to do a bit of training, but some teams obviously straight into championship as well. So it's different for everyone. That's the beauty of the GAA championship, isn't it? It's far different for everyone, I suppose.
So are you guys like training twice a week basically at the moment? Your Wednesday or Friday, and then match day?
Wednesday, you have your gym day, then you go and do a bit of work in the gym right on the week. So it's very manageable. It's fine. It's the way we've always worked over the years. So but just some of the training is not as hard at the moment, obviously, with the game. So yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
I guess there has to be a sense of a spillover from last year when it comes to the fitness. There probably was time to enjoy yourself at Christmas time, but coming into this year, even on your own, you had to be kind of up to pretty good pace early on this year, because as you say, these league games have been fairly hectic.
Yeah, I suppose we're very lucky over the years. Like myself, for instance, I've been 11, 12 years, you build up a great base of fitness, and a lot of guys in our team like that. So I think we're fortunate when we go back, it only takes us a couple of weeks to get back up to speed. Like it's not like that. I suppose guys look after themselves so much in the off-season. I suppose back in the GAA 15, 20 years ago, lads would come back with an ebb in them and they have a stone or two away to shift. That doesn't really happen anymore. Like most guys come back and they're pretty lean, and so it's just about getting the football touch in. You know.
Are players fitter nowadays, James, than when you started? So that, like, because that would be the thing that a lot of people said about you during your playing days all the way through, is that you'd be one of the fittest lads in the team. But have you almost had to up your game again with every single year and with this new generation of player?
Yeah, like it's like a different kind of game and training from when I started off. I'm only playing 10 years, so it's weird. So obviously, towards the end of the last couple of years, you start wearing the GPSs and your nutrition, and you're getting monitored, doing kind of everything, whereas the start, under Pat and Mickey Wheel, and I'm wanting to just go and train. I would love to wear the GPS back then, because I say, if you saw, you're going to go, it just made no sense. You used to get going non-stop and you're training an hour and a half, you know what I mean? So it has changed, but that's the same for everyone, I suppose. It's changed, but it hasn't changed that much either, if you know what I mean, I suppose. But it's more, everyone's more monitored and it's more scientific, I suppose. That's the difference, I suppose.
Are you guys comparing each other to one another when you're looking at your GPS figures?
Some lads look at it. I'd take or leave, to be honest with you. I'd easily not wear it. It's not that so, but there's the more competition you're in training, you're trying to, you're doing sprints or whatever, you're doing like that, you're trying to beat you. So, no, just it's a part of it. It gives you a measure. It gives you an idea, I suppose, of how teams going. But, if you're putting all your eggs in the basket with your GPS scores, I think you're focusing very much on the wrong area that you should be focusing on, It's a football, it's a game of football, and it's on the pitch. That's what matters,
Are you just being modest now because you're top of all the GPS scores?
No, I don't be top of it. Not anymore, anyway. Jesus. Like I said, it is useful to have a look, and you might engage if you're running hard enough, whatever the heck it is, but it's nothing you should be hanging your hat on too much.
This year, James, is going to be a great opportunity for yourself and a couple of your teammates. I think there's four or five of you who can get to 9 All-Ireland medals at this point this summer to go ahead of those Kerry lads and to go level with most of the Kilkenny hurlers, actually, of that great team in the 2000s. Is that something that's going to your head at all? Is it something that's motivating you to try and get to that level of greatness?
I'd be lying to you if I said no, it wasn't. It's definitely something I know that's there, and it's definitely something that, I'd love to go after and achieve, but I know how it works. If you focus on what's ahead, you get caught. So I'm very much focused on myself, training at the moment, what I need to get better at. I was like that as a team, and we have a big game coming on Saturday. It'd be a nice, really nice game to see where both teams are, and we're very much focused on that. But I'd be lying to you if I don't realise that's something I aspire to and love to win another All-Ireland, of course. That's why you play the game. But I'm long enough in the tooth now to go, there's a lot of steps to get there, and it started 3 weeks ago against Roscommon. It's continuing now today, this weekend against Donegal. It's going to be a tough game. We played in the league last year and we won by a point. Probably shouldn't have won, to be honest with you. They were probably the better team in the day, but we know we're in for a real tough game this weekend.
We can all see that as well, and the way the Dubs played, there is no one man who's greater than the team. There is such a selflessness to the way you approach football, and that was no different to what we saw in the first 15 seconds of the All-Ireland final last year when you make that run and pass the ball across the goal for Dean Rock. But those sort of moments, James, are they instinctive to you at this point, knowing when to make that pass, knowing to make the right decision?
Yeah, look, there's obviously more working things and training and stuff, but to be honest with you, I was just playing off instinct. Ball went up, I carried up the middle, but Dean Rock shouted so loud that I could not give him the pass. So I had to give him the pass. I was about to pull the trigger and then I heard him roaring. So you had to give the pass, and he's brilliant at that. He gets in the right time, the right position at the right time, and he's a real poacher for goals. So there's obviously things you work on, trying to draw defenders to you, maybe pop the ball off, make it easier, but a lot of time, you're just going on what you feel is right, and off instinct. And that's always served me well as long as I played, and you can't overthink things when you're playing. So, I was about to shoot, but I hear him roaring so loud. So, in my head, he goes, he must be in the right position. So, I better pop.
What would have happened had you shot, do you think?
Straight to the keeper, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Look, you never know. Sometimes you're asked for them, they go in the top corner. I suppose it's probably the safer bet to pop it across to the sharpshooter inside and trying to get the score over.
I think we've spoken to you at the end of the league pretty much every year for the last 2 or 3 years, and I ask you the same question every single year, which is, which position do we think we're going to see you in this year? Does it matter to you at this point? Is midfield going to be your permanent berth from now on, do you think?
Look, it's hard to know. Like I said, the folks on, they're similar positions at the moment anyway, midfield, halfback, yeah, and all that, but you focus on getting your place first, and I suppose it depends who we're playing against. you know, what role you have for the team. Because like one day it could be man marking a guy, another day you could be just told to go at the team all day. It all depends on the opposition and if on your form, I suppose, if you're playing, from playing well and training and deserve to be playing. So whoever will be playing, once I'm playing, I'm happy. But yeah, you could pop up anywhere, I suppose, at times.
Listen, James, very best of luck at the weekend and best of luck for the season in general as a whole. Take care.
Very long. Thanks, mate. Bye.
James McCarthy of Dublin there, speaking as leading public transport provider of bus services. Go Ahead Ireland is now a partner of Dublin GAA, and they're going to sponsor the Go Ahead Dublin GAA Club Leagues and Championships for the coming 3 years. Follow the journey on goaheadireland.ie and Go Ahead Ireland on social media.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick Start Car Insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.